CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. Good morning. It's Sunday, the 10th of November 2019. Here are the main news headlines. Volunteer as GB2RS manager. News from WRC19. Train the trainers in July. The GB2RS News Service is looking for a new volunteer manager following the sad passing of Ken Hatton, G3VBA, earlier this year. The position involves appointing and liaising with GB2RS newsreaders, managing schedules and notices of variation, and working closely with editorial staff at HQ. For more information, please contact the RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, via email to gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk. The World Radio Communication Conference 2019 opened in Egypt on the 28th of October. Daily reports of proceedings can be found on the RSGB social media and special focus page on the RSGB's own webpage. These reports are prepared by the RSGB volunteers attending the conference. WRC19 has a wide-ranging agenda, of which the amateur issues are but a small part. IAIU President Tim Ellum, VE6SH, is also tweeting photos and notes from the meetings. You can find his feed at twitter.com/IAIU_president. Advance notice now that Hilderston Radio Society will host an RSGB Train the Trainers event on Saturday the 11th of July next year. This free event takes place at Margate and is open to all amateurs interested in helping new amateurs acquire or progress to a higher licence. It's essential that you pre-book. For more information, please register your interest. secretary@g0hrs.org. The 2019 IOTA Winter Camp is taking place in the Netherlands from 12th to the 15th of December 2019. You can meet the RSGB team who will be taking part at rsgb.org/IOTA. The RAIBC has an audio library that includes manuals for all three licence levels. Updated versions for Syllabus 2019 are available on audio disc but not for download. See the RSGB's audio and braille resources webpage for further details about these and other useful resources. Nevada Radio is holding an open day at their Portsmouth premises on Sunday the 17th of November. RSGB representatives will be in attendance. Martin Lynch and Son is holding a hog roast at their showroom in Staines on Saturday the 30th of November. The date shown on page 12 of November Radcom is incorrect, for which we apologise. The latest edition of 5 Megs newsletter is now available free for PDF download from the RSGB 5 Megs page. This edition includes 5 Megs news from 9 countries, features the world of 5 Megs 2019, and a report on Exercise Blue Ham. Now for details of rallies in the coming week, the Rochdale and District ARS Winter Rally takes place on Saturday, the 16th of November at St Vincent de Paul's Caldershaw Road off Edenfield Road, Norden in Rochdale. OL127QR, doors open to the public 10:15, disabled visitors gaining access 15 minutes earlier. Admission £2.50 with those under 12 free. Pitchers are £5 if you have your own table, or £10 with the table provided. Guest speaker Kieran Wilkinson, IT director at Hack Oldham. He'll speak at 11 a.m. and noon and Make It, Don't Buy It, an explanation of how you can use computer-aided design, 3D printing and laser cutting to create project enclosures and casings. Refreshments are available, including bacon and sausage butties. Details from Robert, M0NVQ, 0777-811-3333. Please send details of your 2020 rally and event plans as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for details of DX News from 425 DX News and other sources, Alan, G3XAQ and Don, G3XTT, will be active from the Gambia from the 12th to the 26th of November as C56XA and C56DF respectively. Main activity will be during the CQ Worldwide DXCEW contest, with casual operating outside the contest, QSL Charlie 56XA via LOTW or G3SWH's OQRS, QSL C56DF via LOTW Club Locks OQRS or G3XTT. HA7RYHA8KYKN4EEI and AA7JV will be Activus Charlie 6 Alpha Golf Uniform from Wood Key in the Bahamas, IOTA reference NA001, starting around the 15th of November and running to the 9th of December. They'll be testing some new de-expedition equipment with a focus on 160 and 80 metres. They'll also participate in the CQ Worldwide DXCW contest and the ARRL 160 meter contest, QSL HA7RY. Keith GM4YXI and Chris GM3WOJ will again be active as Victor Kilo 9 Charlie Zulu from Cocos Island, OC003, from the 12th to the 29th of November. Activity all bands 160 to 10 except 60 metres on SSB, CW and FT8. VK9CZ will try to work as many UK stations as possible. Activity will also include a multi-two entry in the CQ Worldwide CW contest on the 23rd and 24th of November. QSOs will be uploaded daily if possible to LOTW and club blog paper. QSLs can be requested via the QSL manager Steve N3SL after the expedition. More details www.vk9cz2019.com. Matt's RM2D stroke SM6LRR will be active again as XV9D from Vietnam on the 17th to the 30th of November. This year he's concentrating 160 to 40 metres. He'll also participate in the CQ Worldwide DXCW contest, QSL LOTW preferred, or direct to EA5GL. Pierre HBHB9AMO will be active again as 4U9AMO from Niger. On the 15th to 25th of November, he'll be operating CW 160 to 10 metres, including participation in the CQ Worldwide DXCW contest, QSL, M0URXs or OQ, sorry, via M0ORXs, OQRS, and LOTW. More at www.hb9amo.net. Tommy DL8KX will be active holiday style, hopefully as 8 Quebec 7 kilo X-ray from the Maldives, AS013, from the 10th to the 17th of November. He's operating CW only, 40, 30, 20, 15 and 10 metres, QSL preferably via Club Logs OQRS or via Home Call Direct or Bureau. Now special event news. Coventry Amateur Radio Society is putting GB1BNF on the air today and on Monday in Bedworth for Remembrance Sunday. The Royal Air Force Amateur Radio Society has announced that its permanent special event call sign, GB2RAF, will be off the air until May next year. This is due to the winter recess at the museum in RAF Nettisford in Norfolk, which hosts the station. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible so we can give you free publicity. It's a licensing condition that radios that stations using a UK special event call sign must be open to the public. Now for contest news, WAEDX RITI contest runs 48 hours this weekend, ending 23:59 UTC on the 10th. Using 3.5 to 28 meg contest bands, the exchange is just your signal report and serial number. On Monday, the 80-metre Autumn Series Data Contest takes place 2000 to 2130 UTC. Using data modes only, 3.5 megs bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM Activity Contest takes place 1900 to 1955 UTC with the exchange of signal report, serial number and six-digit locator, immediately followed by the all-mode 432 megs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for this contest is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 50 MHz machine-generated mode activity contest runs 1900 to 2000 UTC. The exchange is signal report in your four-character locator. It's immediately followed by the 50 MHz UKAC, which runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band. The exchange for this one is signal report, serial number and locator. Saturday sees the second 1.8 MHz CW contest running from 1900 to 2300 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and district code. Finally for this week, next Sunday sees the UK Microwave Group low band contest running from 1000 to 1400 UTC. All modes can be used 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. We had a more settled week geomagnetically speaking. The sun was a lot calmer with a lack of coronal holes and fast solar wind to disrupt the ionosphere. We also had a sign again that solar cycle 25 is on its way, a tiny sunspot numbered 42750 and belonging to cycle 25 appeared in the sun's southeast quadrant. Didn't last for long before vanishing, but it is a sign that the minimum may be coming to an end. Another tiny spot also appeared, this time belonging to cycle 24, but it too was short-lived. Solar activity should remain at very low levels in the short term. The solar flux index was in the range 69 to 71, but there was HF activity to be had if you searched hard enough. VP6R on Pitcairn, DE68CCC on Comoros and VK9NG on Norfolk Island were all active, and Guam, Oman, Mauritania, the Philippines and Japan were all spotted on 20 metres FT8. PropQuest.co.uk showed the maximum usable frequency often exceeded 21 megs over a 3,000-kilometre path during daylight hours, often getting close to 24 megs. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux will continue to be around 67. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to remain settled, with a maximum KP index of 2. Quiet conditions should continue until the 20th of November, when a fast solar wind from a returning coronal hole should push the KP index up to a maximum of 5. Now VHF and up, another unsettled look to the charts for this coming week. General low pressure feeling to things. This mean rain scatter should be on the list for those on the gigahertz bands. High pressure is very hard to pin down next week with a large area near the Azores. So according to present charts, tropo won't be much in evidence. Sometimes these unsettled patterns can produce very rapid development of lows, and one such model run does indeed show the potential for a deep low over the country at the end of next week from Thursday night into Saturday. If this remains the plan as we get nearer, then it's worth keeping up to date with forecasts from midweek, especially regarding wind speed. There are two meteor showers to look for this week, the northern Taurids tomorrow, then one of the major meteor showers of the year, the Leonids, peaking overnight from the 17th to the 18th. The Leonids is well known for producing meteor storms, the last one being in 2001. These storms are best seen when the parent object, Comet 55P stroke Temple Tuttle, is near perihelion, its closest approach to the sun. Unfortunately, it appears that the Earth will not encounter any dense clouds of debris until 2099, so don't expect fireworks. Visible peaks of around 15 meteors per hour can be expected, and there'll be much improved meteor scatter conditions. Moon declination is increasing, reaching maximum a week today, so there's plenty of EME time this week. The moon is not long past apogee, so losses will be high but falling. 144 MHz sky temperature reaches a peak of 500K on Friday. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.